We packed our gear and lined up outside, waiting for the truck to the airport. We were going to Chulai in a C-47. I thought guys from other hooches were going, but there were only the four of us.
I bet I kill me a Kong before you get one,
Pee-wee said. You can have them all, I said.
You scared?
Yeah, I said.
You ain't scared? No, man, I'm just surprised,
Pee-wee said.
I didn't think they was gonna have no real fighting in this here war.
How come?
I'll tell you how I got in this mess. Me and this dude I used to hang with sometimes was out in front of the projects where I lived, and he said to me he was gonna join the army. So he said to come on down to the recruiting office with him.
Pee-wee was sitting on his gear picking out his hair.
So we go on down, and the recruiting sergeant asked him if he ever got into any trouble. Stick, that was this guy's name, said yeah. He already done shot him 4 or 5 people. The recruiting sergeant said he can't get in no army because they don't be taking no rowdy dudes like him. I figure if they don't take no rowdy dudes, the army had to be pretty cool. If they really meant to be doing a whole lot of killing and carrying on, they should go get them suckers from the projects, because that's all they like to do anyway.
So you joined up?
Yeah,
Pee-wee said.
But I think I got tricked.
Pee-wee looked out over the trucks, which were mostly packed with crates of rations and supplies. The land beyond them was flat as far as we could see in one direction. In the other direction, where we thought the action would be, there were mountains shrouded in haze. Hey, at least I ain't rowdy, I said. Pee-wee looked at me and smiled.
Yo, you remember that brother wanted to mingle our blood and stuff?
Yeah.
Maybe we could do that stuff with some spit or something,
Pee-wee said. He spit on his hand and held it up. I spit on mine, and we exchanged fives. It felt good. Pee-wee didn't say much after that, and neither did I. I was scared. My mouth was going dry, and I could see that Pee-wee was scared, too. Jenkins was crying. It made me feel a little better to see him crying like that.
Load 'em up!
Me and Pee-wee got on the trucks between boxes of peanut butter and started to the airport and to wherever the hell Chulai was.